At his official announcement Saturday at Orsinger Park, Ron Nirenberg said he believes in responsible and transparent government. He says that would create public trust at a time when people are apathetic and don't see a reason to be involved.
What concerns me is that a lot of citizens don't feel connected to their city government.
Nirenberg doesn't identify with any political party and says partisan politics has gotten in the way of municipal issues.
And in fact, I think it needs to be that way at the city level. I mean, we need to get business done at the city. We need to fix people's potholes. We need to put police on the street, and all that goes beyond D's and R's.
While he did favor the controversial pre-K for SA program, Nirenberg also sees the need for saving money, telling supporters government needs to be accountable to the taxpayer. During our sit-down at a local coffee shop, he said investments in the future also need to be considered, though.
Obviously, we're going to have to trim spending. There's waste everywhere that we can trim back, and it's all about doing more with less. I mean, we know how to do that. But at the same time, we have to make investments as our city grows.
Former mayors Phil Hardberger and Howard Peak, as well as former District 8 Councilwoman Bonnie Connor, support Nirenberg as the next councilman in the district. Reed Williams, who holds the seat now, is not seeking a third term. Ryan Lloyd, Texas Public Radio News.